This is a group processing session by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 29th of December, 1953. The title is The Role of the Auditor. This group processing session is 63 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Arrow Productions.
I would like to, in this third hour of the second day of the Congress, I would like to talk to you about the role of the auditor. Now, the role of the auditor is a very important role, and what the auditor does is what he does, and so forth. But I think I'd better give you a demonstration of the role of the auditor rather than to tell you what the role of the auditor is. So this next hour will be devoted to the role of the auditor. And I want you now to compose yourselves and get some things now that you can't have. Just get a whole lot of things that you can't have. We've gone into having this in the last hour. Now let's just beat it to death as a process. All right, some things you can't have. Whole lot of them. Whole lot more things you can't have. Whole lot of more things you can't have now. Whole lot of them. All right, now some things somebody else can have. This is a tricky one, and that's the way it works. It's what you can't have and somebody else can have. So let's get a lot of things now, a whole lot of things somebody else can have. One specific person, what can he have or what can she have? A whole lot more things somebody else can have now, maybe another person. A lot more things somebody else can have. Now, maybe another person. Same one's all right. You can duplicate if you want to. You can just sit there and say, this other person can't have air, can't have air, can't have air. It's all right. Things this other person can have now. A lot more things another person can have. All right, now some things you can't have. You're real certain about things you can't have. All right, some things somebody else can't have. Things somebody else can't have. You can get one at least. Now some things you can have. That you can have. Some more things you can have. Now, some things you don't want somebody else to have. Some more things you don't want somebody else to have. And now some things somebody else doesn't want you to have. More things somebody else doesn't want you to have. Get another specific person now that doesn't want you to have. Okay, now let's get some things you can't have behind you. Let's go now. Let's get a long list of them there. Things you can't have behind you. Some more things you can't have behind you. Now, some things somebody else can't have behind him or her. Now, let's get some things you can have behind you. And that somebody else can have behind him or her. Now let's get some more things you can't have behind you. I wouldn't make anybody nervous with it. Well, let's shift that to some spaces you can't have behind you. Certain kinds of spaces that you can't have behind you. Now spaces you can't have in front of you. Now let's get some spaces somebody else can't have in front of him or her. Now get somebody else the spaces this person can't have behind him or her. In front of him or her. Just reel off a long list of them. Right now, some spaces you can have in front of you. Now, some spaces you can have behind you. Now some spaces you can't have above you. Spaces you can't have below you. You can't have below you. Oh, that's real good. Let's get that again. Spaces you can't have below you. Just reel a few off. Some more spaces you can't have below you. Now some spaces that you can have below you. Anybody get one? Some spaces now that you can have above you. Spaces that somebody else can't have back of him. Now, spaces that somebody else can have above him. Spaces that somebody else can have below him or her. Now, spaces that somebody else can't have below him or her. Now, spaces that other people do not want to have under other people. And spaces people do not want to have under you. Okay, now pick up the two back corners of the room. Two back corners of the room. Let's see if you can pull yourself out of it. Two back corners of the room now, and just pay attention to nothing but them. Two back corners of the room. Come on, the two back corners of the room. Now get some noises before I let go of those corners. Now get some noises you can't have. Sounds or noises that you cannot have. Some sounds or noises somebody else cannot have. Specific person now, sounds or noises this other person can't have. Now some sounds which somebody won't let somebody else have. Let's get a certainty on this now. Specific person won't let another specific person have. Sounds which other people won't let you have. Whole long list of them now. Sounds that other people won't let you have. And some sounds you won't let somebody else have. It's all right if you get the same sound several times. You can duplicate. Now some sounds which you mustn't have. And now some sounds which you must have. Some more sounds you must have. Some sounds somebody else must have now. Now, some sounds that somebody else must have from somebody else. Now some sounds that somebody else must not have from somebody else. Just get a lot of those, even though you say the same one over a lot of times. Get a list there. Even though it goes nagging, nagging, nagging. Now, sounds that you mustn't have from somebody else, that you must not have from somebody else. And sounds somebody else must not have from you. Get a specific person. Get these sounds now that this specific person can't have from you. Now change persons. Get another specific person. Get the sounds this person can't have from you. Processing freedom of screech here. All right, get another specific person now, another specific person, and get all the sounds this person can't have from you. You know, just list them off, check them off. You don't have to hear them or anything. Take this last person you had there and get the sounds you can't have from him or her. Now get some sounds you can have from this last person you picked up there. But get now sounds you're absolutely sure won't murder you if you receive them from this person. right. Now, let's get the sounds just in general which you consider pleasant. Sounds which you consider pleasant. Pleasant. Just in general, just a large category of sounds you consider pleasant. You know, it's things you consider nice sounds. And now things which you consider horrible sounds. Just detestably horrible sounds. Just a generalized list of them. All right, now get the sounds which your mother or your guardian, stepmother or mother, considered pleasant. Sounds which she considered pleasant. Now, sounds which he considered unpleasant. Now, your pop or your stepfather. Get sounds which he considered pleasant. Some more of them. And now sounds which he considered unpleasant. I'm not asking you to hear sounds now. Just name them. Just name them. Just list them off. All right. Now, a number of sounds which your mother or stepmother or female guardian, whatever you had, considered very unpleasant. And now sounds which you consider unpleasant. And sounds which your father or stepfather or male guardian considered unpleasant. And now sounds that you consider unpleasant. And sounds that your mother or whatever considered pleasant. And sounds which you consider pleasant. And sounds which your father or male guardian considered pleasant. and sounds now which you consider pleasant. Okay. Now let's just get sounds in general which the public in general considers pleasant. And sounds which the public considers unpleasant. And now some things which you have to hear sound. Now some things you don't have to hear sound. Let's get a good certainty on that one. Things you don't have to hear sound. Get some more of them. Now get some things somebody else doesn't have to hear sound. And things somebody else has to hear sound. And things you have to hear sound. And now things another person has to have in order for you to hear sound from him. And now things which you have for him to hear sound from you. Okay. Now, just name over in general the parts of the messed universe necessary for sound to exist. And get each one how necessary it is for sound to exist. Now, let's get some parts that are not necessary, parts of the universe that are not necessary for sound to exist. Okay. All right. Let's take hold of the two back corners of the room for a moment. Okay, let go and put some unconsciousness in the front of the platform. And put some in the right wall. And in the back wall, and in the left wall, put unconsciousness in the left wall. Now some in the ceiling. Now increase the amount in the ceiling. Now decrease it. Now increase the amount in the ceiling. Now decrease it. Let go of it and put unconsciousness in the floor. Put unconsciousness in the ceiling and hold on to it while you put unconsciousness in the floor. Now, while you hold unconsciousness in the floor, put it in the two side walls. Now, let go of all that unconsciousness. And put some unconsciousness in the floor. Increase it in the floor. Decrease it. Increase it. Decrease it. Let go of it. Okay, put some unconsciousness now on the floor again. And increase it. And increase it. And then decrease it. And then increase it. And now decrease it. And decrease it. And decrease it until it disappears. All right, now give me a list of things, just start naming them off, that you can't have in your mouth. Things you cannot have in your mouth. Some more things you cannot have in your mouth. Oh, a large number of things now that you cannot have in your mouth. Some more things you can't have in your mouth. Now let's get a long list of things you can't have in your eyes. Now let's get somebody else and get a list of things which he can have in his eyes. Now a list of things which another person, specific other person, first one that comes to mind, can have in his mouth or her mouth. some more things another person can have in his mouth. If you find this astonishing, the number of things this person can have in his mouth, it's all right. Some more things another person can have in his mouth. And now some things you cannot have in your mouth. Now give me one thing you can have in your mouth. One thing. You're absolutely sure you can have this in your mouth. Now get a whole bunch more now that you're absolutely sure you can have in your mouth. Okay, now get a number of things you cannot have in your stomach. A lot of things you cannot have in your stomach. More of them. But now let's get some things that some other person can have in his or her stomach. Another specific person, stomach, whatever person comes up when I say stomach. I get the things this person can have in the stomach. Don't be astonished at the number and variety. Or some more things this person can have in his or her stomach. So more things. Now, one thing this other person cannot have in his stomach. One thing a person cannot have, you know absolutely this other person cannot have in his stomach. And now a whole lot of things that you can have in your stomach. Some more things you can have in your stomach. And now some things another specific person can have in the stomach. And now, a number of things which you are sure people in general can tolerate in their stomachs. Now, a number of things which people in general ordinarily do not tolerate in their stomachs, and you're sure that they don't tolerate in their stomachs. You know, safety pins. Okay. Now let's get one person that you're very sure has a stomach. And another person that you're very sure has a mouth. Another person who's you're very sure has a mouth. Now let's see whether or not you have a mouth. Your mouth feel better or worse? You ruined? Okay, now let's get some people that you can have. And now some people that you cannot have. That you're absolutely sure you cannot have, that you're certain you cannot have now. Now some people that you're certain can have you as a friend or otherwise. And some people who are certain they cannot have you. Okay, let's get somebody knowing what other people he can have besides you. Your mother, for instance. Okay, knowing what other people this person can't have. And now some people that you cannot have. And now some people that you can have. And some other people who cannot have you. A list of other people who cannot have you. All right, now a list of places in the messed universe, places in this universe you can have, that you know for sure you can have, places you know you can have, places. All right, now places in this universe that you cannot have, towns, whatever, buildings. Places you cannot have. Now a list of places that somebody else has. You know for sure somebody else has these places. Long list of them now. And now, places which you know other people do not have. Let's get a certainty on this. Now, a list of places or things that you're not holding on to. You know for sure you're not holding on to. Some more things you're not holding on to. Now a list of things you don't have to let go of. Some more things you don't have to let go of. Now some things which somebody else is not holding on to. Another specific person, some things that he is or she is not holding on to. Is not letting go of. Now give me a list of things that other people aren't holding on to of yours. Okay, now give me a list of things that you do not own. Some things you do not own. You know you don't own. Real certain now. Long list of things you do not own. Check them off. Things you don't own. You know for sure you don't own. All right, now a list, some things which you know somebody else owns. Absolutely certain somebody else owns these things. Some more things somebody else owns. You know for sure this other person owns them, or other people own them. Just a list of the things that are otherwise owned. Now, some things which you know you own. Okay? And now some things which you are not trying to get back. Things you're not trying to get back. Now, some things somebody else isn't trying to get back. Now, give me one thing you're not trying to forget about. One thing you're not trying to forget about. Now, some more things you're not trying to forget about. Now, some things you're not trying to remember. Some more things you're not trying to remember. And now a list of things you're not trying to hold on to. And now some things you're not trying to forget. And some things you're not trying to let go of. And some things you're not trying to forget. And some things you're not trying to let go of. And some things you're not trying to hold on to. And some things you're not trying to remember. And some things that you're perfectly willing to duplicate. And now some things that you're not willing to duplicate. Get some more things you're not willing to duplicate. Some more things you're not willing to duplicate. And throw some nothingness out in front of you and duplicate it. And duplicate this nothingness out in front of you again. Put some more nothingness out there and duplicate it. And get how satisfactory this is as a terminal. And put nothing out there and duplicate it again. Throw it away. Okay, any place in the space, anywhere, just throw up something and say, that's the session. Duplicate it. Duplicate it. Any old thing. Duplicate it. Now duplicate the nothingness around it. And again, duplicate the nothingness of the session. Any place, anywhere. No matter how big. Again, duplicate the nothingness of the session. Now once more, duplicate the nothingness of the session. Now throw it all away very carefully. And duplicate the nothingness of the session. And again, duplicate the nothingness of the session. Now once more, duplicate the nothingness in the session. Now just throw up something and call it your life. Now duplicate its nothingnesses. And duplicate its nothingnesses again.